Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about Marketing 101, growing your business. My guest today has been in marketing for 10 years and has worked with hundreds of businesses all over the U.S. and Canada. She is a virtual marketing director and the owner of Much More Marketing. They work with compounding pharmacists and holistic healthcare practitioners who love what they do, but they don't love the marketing. We're excited to have on the phone today, all the way from Maryland, Ms. Renee Moore, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What part of Maryland are you calling me from?
I am in Temple Hills, Maryland, which is about 5 minutes from the D.C. line.
All right. Are you ready to talk about marketing to grow your business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, why is it so important to have a business email address?
Well, SparkPlug is important to have a business email address because you want to look like you're actually in business. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with having, you know, hotlips199 at Yahoo for your personal account. But when it comes to your business account, when I know personally when I see a business card and it has something like my business name at yahoo.com, it makes you wonder, why haven't they spent the money to actually just go to GoDaddy, get a domain name, and get an email address? So it shows that you're actually in business. That's the importance of having it. When you have AOL and Gmail, it just shows that maybe you haven't taken the time to actually invest in your business as much as you could.
Well, why doesn't traditional advertising work for some small businesses?
Typically, traditional advertising, when I say that, I mean like going into the newspaper or doing an ad in a journal or magazine, doesn't often work for a small business because there's no target audience there, or they haven't considered who the target audience is going to be. The other problem that they face is that they don't usually have a call to action. Typically, when I see an ad in the paper from clients that I've worked with, it's sort of just an informational piece. It's like, I'm ABC Pharmacy, we're located at, call us at this number. And there's no particular reason why I should call. It's just sort of a name and number and address. If there's a compelling reason to actually pick up the phone or to go into the place, it could be a coupon, it could be a special, it could be that you're offering something like a seminar, but you need to have some call to action, something you want people to do in a specific time frame. You don't want it to just be open-ended either. You want it to be, you know, bring this coupon in or come to our event. It's on the 19th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale until the 18th at 7:30 a.m. or something like that. But it needs to have something that actually gets people to move.
Well, since we're talking about marketing 101, what does a business owner need to know before running any type of an ad or marketing campaign?
First thing that the business needs to know is who their audience is. This is one of the things that I spend a great deal of time going over with is, who are you actually marketing to? This can save a business a lot of money. What I see oftentimes is that people will go with what they say, how many eyeballs are looking at it. And that's nice. I mean, it's great if there's 500,000 eyeballs looking at it. But if it's not your audience, like, for instance, Facebook is hot. There's 500 million people on Facebook. That's a tremendous amount of people. But their target demographic is, average age is about 35. So if you're running a business that caters to, say, senior citizens, Facebook probably isn't the place to go, even though there's 500 million people there. Maybe only 10,000 are actually your clients, and they're not on there that much. So you need to consider your audience before you sit down and say, I'm going to spend a whole bunch of time creating all these ads and campaigns and Facebook pages for an audience that may not actually exist in the place where you're trying to market yourself.
Okay. Well, anything you'd like to add about a marketing campaign?
Yes. In doing the campaign, outside of considering your audiences, you want to consider the message that you're going to send the audience. So once you've looked at, I'm going to target this group of people, and let's say you're targeting one of the big things in my industry is menopause. So the pharmacists that I work with are looking at targeting women that are, say, between 40 and maybe 55 or 60. So that lends itself easily to a lot of places. It may be a women's magazine. It may be a journal. It could be a forum. It could be Facebook. So you could be targeting a lot of different areas. But the next thing you want to look at is, what are you going to say to these people? What's going to get them to do something and to come work with you? Some of the symptoms that they may, the woman who's going through menopause may experience may be hot flashes and night sweats, and could be irritability, weight gain. You want to target those things. You don't want to just say, are you going through menopause? You want to say something that they're actually dealing with, something that makes them go, oh, my gosh, that's me. How do I fix that? And when you hit them there, that's going to make them react. Those are the things you need to consider in your campaign. What's going to make people pick up the phone, put in their email address, walk into your store, whatever it is you want them to do, what's going to make them do that? And it's going to be that message that you send them in the campaign.
Well, Renee, how do you help business owners get started with their marketing plan? And more importantly, how do you help them implement it?
Implementation is huge. When I first started out, I was doing a lot of coaching / consulting. And so what you're doing there is you're telling people all the stuff they need to do, which is great. I have nothing wrong, no problem with that at all. But what often happens is that people kind of look at it, they're running a business. Most people are not thinking about the fact that they need to do marketing, or they know they need to do marketing, but when is it going to get done? And so what happens is that they end up going to advertising. Because it's easy. It's easy to just sign that contract and say, okay, we're going to do advertising. It's going to be in front of 500,000 people. Okay, great. Where if they took the time to know their audience and create the message that they want to create, they can start to implement things in the right place. And what I often see is that that's where it's lost, is in the implementation. So I design a strategy. We look at each business individually. What are they trying to target? Some people are trying to target autistic children or parents of autistic children. Some people want to get into sports medicine. Some people want to work with vets. I also work with holistic practitioners. So I have acupuncturists and chiropractors and physical trainers and personal trainers and people like that. So each one has a different audience. We look at the audience. We look at where their audience is most likely to see the message, and then I implement it for them because they want to be doing whatever it is they love doing. They don't usually love marketing, and that's why that's my tagline. Do what you love to do, because I know you don't usually love marketing. And I'll implement it, meaning if Facebook is a place that we want to go, I'll post your Facebook stuff. I'll do your blog writing. I'll do your article writing for you. We'll do Twitter and LinkedIn. Design your web page for you. I have clients that have websites and they're not listed in Google. You can't find them. I know when we talked, you asked me what my Alexa rating was, and a lot of people have no idea what that is. They're like, what is it? And then you look them up and they're nowhere. Like, you just cannot find them. So sometimes it's about redesigning a website. Sometimes it's about adding a blog into their existing website. Sometimes they just need some fresh content. So anything that has to do with marketing their business, I actually will go in and implement it for them so that they're not getting the information and saying, yep, I'm going to get to that one day, but right now I have to take care of this client. I make sure that it's taken care of for them.
Well, what do business owners need to know and accept about themselves in order to really be successful?
In order to really be successful, business owners have to let go of thinking that they're not in sales. I don't care what business you're in. You can be in any service business from, like I said, acupuncture to personal trainer, pharmacist, accountant. You're in sales. Because until there, I think it was P.T. Barnum that says that if something terrible happens when a sale doesn't happen, and that's nothing. So until you take responsibility for the fact that you really are in sales, nothing's going to happen. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So most people don't want to think of themselves that way. They kind of have that image of a salesperson being sleazy, the snake oil, they're tricking me into something. It should never feel like that when you're working with a salesperson. Sales is a lot about education. And in a service business like what I work with, the people I work with, it's very easy to spend that time educating people because so many people don't know all the things that people do. Oftentimes, for instance, I'll meet somebody that's a lawyer, and usually when I think lawyer, I think criminal law first because that's what you see on TV probably the most. But you might meet somebody that's a lawyer who does nothing but tax law. What does that mean? Or they're a corporate lawyer. What does that mean? And if they spend the time just educating people, they'll find out that people will call them up when they realize that they need them because they understand what their business is. And that's sales. It's educating people so that when they need you or when they know someone that needs you, they automatically think of you. So let go of thinking you're not in sales. You really are, because if you're not in sales, you're not making any money.
All right. And finally, Renee, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
I can be reached at Much More Marketing, that's M-O-O-R-E, like my last name, marketing.com. And I have several offers on there, some free things that you can get about how to market your business, how to plan your elevator pitch is on there. And I have some other webinars that I've done on social media that people can look at. I can be reached by email, too, which is Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at muchmoremarketing.com as well. And I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
All right. Well, Ms. Renee Moore, Virtual Marketing Director and owner of Much More Marketing, LLC, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. It was a pleasure.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals, like Ms. Renee Moore. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guests, visit her website at muchmoremarketing.com. This is Sparkplug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.